Hi guys, welcome back for episode 22. So last week we broke down the ICP trap and how vague or inaccurate targeting silently kills your pipeline. And this week we're tackling the next layer. Even with the right ICP, most marketing strategies still focus too late in the buyer journey. So let's fix that and talk about how demand creation changes everything.
Yeah, now, the thing is, Chloe, lead gen has changed massively, even like over the last couple of years, and probably even more so with the advent of AI. You know, so a lot of B2B buyers are now more independent than they've ever been, and nobody wants to talk to a salesperson until they're ready to speak to them themselves. And that generally means that, you know, every business needs to make sure that they're providing good quality content that answers the questions and all the sales and frequently asked questions and everything that somebody needs to make that informed decision themselves.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, like way back in even like when I started properly marketing, and when we signed up with HubSpot to sell their platform and things, that's when we were kind of introduced to what was called gated content at the time. So it was kind of HubSpot that kind of brought that into fruition, whereby, you know, if you want to get this PDF, then what you can do is you can swap your name and email with us, and then we will deliver you this PDF. Then we've got your email, and what we'll do is we'll bombard you, otherwise known as nurturing, with constant information to try and help you through the buying process. Mm. And this is why inbound marketing and inbound sales kind of evolved.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with that, is, especially nowadays, is nobody wants to download PDFs. You know, we live in a society now where people want the information right away without having to swap information. So my advice to anybody that's doing gated content is take that gated content, put it on a long-form article, develop it so that it adheres to Google's EEAT guidelines, and get it published live so that everybody can find it, including search engines. That way it'll get indexed, and it positions you as expert without needing to bombard people or get people's emails and things, especially when they don't want to hear from you at that particular time when they're going through that sales process. A big problem with lead gen as well is it's, you know, they're generally chasing leads too early, which is exactly what I've just said. So basically they get an email and they start bombarding you with information and you're not ready to buy yet. You know, so it ends up with the lead ends up with low intent, there's poor close rates, and there's generally wasted ad spend, and you've probably pissed off a customer as well, a prospective customer. Do you know what I mean? Because they'll go somewhere else. And lead gen, of course, optimizes for form faults. Demand creation optimizes for future revenue. And this is why brand is so important nowadays.
Yeah. Lead gen captures demand. Demand creation builds it before your buyer even enters the funnel. So what does demand creation really mean? So it's about showing up consistently where your buyers spend their time before they're actively buying. So it's about educating, entertaining, and building trust so that when they look for your product, you're first of mind. And you're not asking for a call, you're just giving value and staying at the top of mind. So when you think about this type of content, it's from podcast clips to LinkedIn thought leadership, ungated valuable content, so creating those long-form blog articles, turning that into short-form content to repurpose on Instagram, Facebook, into a carousel, then repurposing that into a video of you talking, customer stories, and category education. So the goal here is when they're ready to buy, they don't Google it, they just come straight to you. And this is how you end up with branded searches being searched higher than, you know, generic keyword term.
That's right. So rather than searching for a product per se, they're actually searching for the brand themselves. And, you know, we've seen that ourselves, Chloe, not just with our own business, but with every single customer that we've ever had, you know, where the brand mentions and brand searches literally non-existent, and within about 6 to 12 months, brand search is starting to take over the products or whatever it is that they're selling at the time.
Yeah. So the pipeline impact of demand creation is it benefits buyers entering the funnel already warmed up. It's higher demo to close rates. It's shorter sales cycles. So by the time that they come and contact you, it's pretty much they've already decided that they're going to go with you. So it makes the sale quick and easy. You spend less time trying to convince someone that they need your product or service. Your sales team spends more time talking in-market buyers and not chasing cold leads. And you have a stronger brand, which reduces your CAC over time, which is your customer acquisition cost.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why it's so important for to be creating and doing demand creation. I mean, I think the shorter sales cycle is something that's normally in most cases, especially in B2B, because a lot of sales cycles can take 6 months or more. So if you can reduce that to 4 weeks, you know, that's a big impact on pipeline there.
Especially when you have a high ticket item.
Yeah.
You know, that thought process of, oh, can we afford this? Or what's the repayments? When they're coming to you and, you know, they're ready to go, it makes life a lot easier.
Absolutely. And reducing CAC over time as well, you know, the customer acquisition cost, generally that, you know, there's a kickback period. So whatever, so say it costs, say, $3,000 for to bring on a new customer. There's a kickback period of how long it takes for that customer to spend with you in order to get that acquisition cost back. So the quicker that you can reduce the cost of that acquisition, so go for $3,000 to $500, but also reduce that payback period as well, can make a big difference in pipeline. So how can you shift your strategy from lead gen to demand creation? The first one is, like we were just saying in our last episode, episode 21, is you need to nail your ICP. You need to. Your ideal customer persona needs to be completely defined and be as accurate as humanly possible, so that you get your messaging correct and that the position of the business is right.
Yeah.
Second stage, which you then need to build content for the buyers that aren't in market, so that's people that are not yet looking for your solution, because they might not even be problem aware at that particular time.
They might not even know that they need
that. That's correct.
Need your solution.
That's right. So you need to try and understand what they're curious about. What problems do they know that they have, but don't know how to solve? You need to choose the right platforms. You know, think LinkedIn versus YouTube versus podcasting, events, wherever your audience consumes the content. Step four is consistency and virality of the content itself. You know, you need to show up weekly or bi-weekly or whatever it is that you've decided to do in terms of the consistency there. And it's not just about engagement hacks. You know, it's about being consistent and always being there, so that people know that you're going to be there when you say you're going to be there, and that you're always in front of mind, you know, that people can always continually see you pushing. There's a reason that Coca-Cola spent like $5 billion a year on marketing and advertising, right?
Yeah.
And then step five is aligning marketing with sales. You know, you need to get sales feedback. That should be helping shape the content that gets created. So it's not just about marketing thing, it's about a team effort here. So that everyone is aligned on the same stuff, and that way help not just define help refine the ICP, but also helps with the content and messaging. And when you share that content, it helps warm up the leads before they call. Now, a real world example of this, which is kind of demand creation in action, if you like, is ourselves, Adonis. We shifted from no content to value first. Content approach, which includes podcast clips, weekly LinkedIn thought leadership, ungated tools like our different calculators, some more tools that are coming. We've also got that UTM generator, which we use ourselves for our content. And our traffic, like our customers, doesn't just grow. Our inbound leads became more qualified. they're more engaged and they're more aligned with who we are actually looking for, which of course helps with everything else that we then do in terms of offering and onboarding and becoming a customer. So instead of chasing, we started to attract, and we saw a measurable lift in the close rates and the deal velocity, because once you've picked up the phone, they already know who you are, they know what they can provide, so that sales velocity is reduced quite considerably. They're basically ready to go.
Yeah. And I think especially like doing these videos and the podcast clips has really grown us, because people can hear us, you know, before they even contact us. They know that we know what we're talking about, and they can see the proof, really.
Well, the thing is, the proof is in the pudding, eh? And, you know, when we bring on a new client, you know, we tell them what the process is. We're completely transparent. And, you know, although we can get quick wins, especially like SEO and things like that, you know, it does take about 6 months before we really start to see that kick off. And it doesn't matter, you know, if it's us or if it's our client, we are experiencing exactly the same with the good quality content that we are providing our customers. So.
Yeah. So I have some actionable takeaways for you guys to take away this week. I want you to audit your funnel. How much of it is focused on capturing versus creation? I want you to ungate your best content and be generous with the value. You know, I think it was Alex Hormozy that actually said, you know, you give stuff away for free, that in turn, you know, reciprocation, the law of reciprocation. Start publishing weekly on the platform where your buyers are spending their time, and treat content like a product because it's useful, shareable, and worth returning for. Now, Instagram has actually also started indexing their content as well. So the content that you're putting up there is, you want that to be focused on keywords and answering customers' questions so that you can show up for those keywords. And lastly, I want you to track your brand searches, your inbound leads, and your pipeline quality, not just form fills. So for the next episode, we'll be diving into the anatomy of a high-converting B2B landing page, from headlines to call to actions to form design. We'll break down what works and what kills conversations and how to turn clicks into customers. Awesome. Well, we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.